I am a huge monster book fan. And I have to say, the book trade, the poor book trade, has been dealing with high-tech disruptions for decades. Since the advent of Amazon and the growth of small-screen entertainment and e-books, the publishing industry has had trouble finding a bright spot. But along with the booming media sector of podcasts, audiobooks are now the fastest-growing part of the book business. In 2015, audiobook revenues were up more than 20% from the previous year, and early data show an even bigger rise in 2016. What do our listeners say? Hackensack, New Jersey. They are great, but not the same as reading a book yourself. Hearing someone else's voice and pacing changes the way I feel about the story.
Hi, my name's Ellen Green, and I'm calling from Brattleboro, Vermont. I like a good audiobook. I got Robert Inglis's Lord of the Rings a couple years ago, and I've listened to that a few times. I like it because it feels like he's reading me a book by the fireside, but I don't like a bad audiobook. I'd rather read.
Who would like a bad audiobook? But chances are Ellen may have listened to a book narrated by our next guest. Barbara Rosenblatt has voiced over 500 titles in the last 35 years, winning 8 Audie Awards. She's also a stage and television actor, most recently known for her role as Miss Rosa on Orange is the New Black. Barbara, you are the Jane Austen of audiobooks. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Why, thank you.
Yes. Oh, great voice. Great voice.
And I just finished an audiobook.
Which one?
The latest in the series by Linda Fairstein, starring her New York City sex crimes prosecutor, Alex Cooper, called Killer Look.
When did you start getting demanded for this kind of work?
Well, I had never done it before. I was living in England at the time when I did my first audiobook, and it was a Scottish-Canadian logging romance, as I recall. My mom was fond of saying...
The Scottish-Canadian logging romance genre, yeah.
My mom was fond of saying her first roast beef was still tough, and my first audiobook was still dreck, but...
Well, but you made it all the more classic.
Well, here's the thing. A gifted audiobook recording artist can elevate less than stellar writing to someplace very new. It's similar to asking someone to read a play, and the body and the mind and the intellect takes in the action, the drama. But the visions all change when you watch it on stage with the visions of other professionals that have raised it to a new place.
Now, I would think that some of the dramatic kind of romances and tawdry popular fiction would benefit from an over-dramatized or a really extreme read, that it would really create a fundamentally different experience than maybe even just reading the book on your own.
Well, an extreme read is probably not what we're looking for.
Right,
we're looking for a balanced skill set that takes the arcs of the author and brings it to an oral place where someone can sit and digest something that we have already broken apart, paced, invested with breath that the regular reader can't do.
Is this a full-time gig for you?
No.
So acting is your...
Yeah, I'm an actor. I'm a performer. I've done television, cabaret, video games. I've voiced...
Video games?
Yeah.
What's the skill in
Grand
video
Theft
games?
Auto, Grand
what's the skill in Grand Theft Auto versus an audiobook?
Well, it's a little like radio. You don't get a lot of time. You have to make very quick choices as to characters. I just did Just Cause 3, which came out in the spring, playing some fascinating sort of South American Hillary Clinton type. So I get a wide breadth of choice when I do voice work, and I do a lot of that.
You're on the cutting edge here in terms of technology. I would think your relatives, particularly younger relatives, would think that she's totally awesome. I mean, she's in video games. She's in audiobooks. She's everywhere.
It's taken me this long.
Orange is the New Black.
It's taken me this long to get this much street cred, I have to tell you.
Really? That's great. Done any of the classics?
I just got back from Williamstown up in Massachusetts, where I did Tennessee Williams' The Rose Tattoo with Marissa Tomei. And that was spectacular. I was using muscles I hadn't used for a while, so that was a lot of fun.
Wow. Any classic novels?
Yes. and why they're jumping out of my mind at this moment, it escapes me. Virginia Woolf, that's it. Orlando.
Orlando, oh, that's a great novel.
Yes, fabulous novel.
Oh.
So the breadth and of choices that I've had, it's been an embarrassment of riches.
And, you know, Orlando particularly has a kind of a weird, twisted comic quality that it seems to me would lend itself to your I don't know, underhanded kind of sense of humor.
Sly and wry.
Sly and wry. Yes, there we go. There we go. That's right. That's right. Do you ride this boom? I mean, are you aware that audiobooks are a bigger deal now than they have been in the past?
They're bigger than ever because now you can take your little personal world with you on a device that's 3 by 5 inches or bigger. I've got an audio theater company called Voicescapes, and our original dramatic pieces that we write are all in podcast form so that people can take their entertainment with them. Because that's important, not just novels, but news and articles. And when I started long ago, it was with Talking Books for the Blind with the Library of Congress. And that's where I learned my chops.
So that was your beginning.
It was really. In the United States, it was. I don't think anything works the chops of an actor better than a good audiobook or a bad audiobook.
But we're all going to stop reading, see? And then culture will.
I don't think so. I don't think reading has any problems at all with its future.
Really? You don't think there's a fundamental difference between reading a book yourself and audiobook?
Well, audiobooks are more of a collaborative performance art form,
right?
Which I teach. I do master classes once a year out in L.A. to actually break down the craft. So reading, although it's wonderful, and God knows if you drop a book on the beach, you don't have to worry about turning it on again. but an audiobook is a separate art form that provides you with a journey that you can go on at your own pace.
Barbara Rosenblatt, thank you so much for that little tease of the craft and art and artistry of audiobook reading. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
She's an actor and premier audiobook narrator.
My name is Nancy, and I am from Carrollton, Ohio. Yes, I love audiobooks. I love the convenience of being able to listen while I'm just about any place because I plug in my earphones with my iPhone and listen anywhere. I also, though, find that if I really want to remember something, though, I need to look at the text. But even having said that, I love audiobooks.
Hi, this is Chris Dawson from Vashon Island, Washington, and I hate audiobooks. I feel like I'm cheating.
Oh, my goodness. What religion would that person be? Southfield, Michigan says, as a blind reader of all of my books, they're audio. And it's wonderful. 877-8-MY-TAKE is our number. Tell us a story. Comment at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.